The Iranian foreign minister Javad Zarif said that Trump's move was a quote-unquote clear insult to the Islamic world, and he also said that it will be recorded in history as a great gift to extremists and their supporters. And one Iranian America watcher, Professor Mohammad Marandi of Tehran University, went even further.
It is extraordinary that the U.S. president would make such a declaration where, ironically, the terrorists that have actually caused destruction in the United States came from Saudi Arabia more than any other country. Yet the United States punish countries that have actually been victims of extremism, like Syria, Iraq, and Libya, which have suffered from Wahhabi extremism that has been exported from countries like Saudi Arabia.
But he also said that it was not Trump who initiated this policy in the first place.
One has to keep in mind that the first steps of this process actually began last year under Obama. Obama initiated this process of visa restrictions for these countries, but Trump made the situation even worse.
Now, Israel, the staunchest supporter of the U.S. in the region, is not affected by this policy, obviously, but how was the reaction there? Well, it was not too positive, and opinions of some of the more hardline commentators was, to my surprise, critical too. This is Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University.
Israelis, like much of the world, are in a state of shock. The number of executive orders that are coming out, and this is probably the most visible one of them, have been unprecedented all over the political map. Mainly they focus on American domestic issues, and even the visa ban, which was, we were told, was only for 3 months, and it was to allow for a better policy in restricting terrorists who enter the United States. It's about internal U.S. issues. It's not really about international issues. There doesn't seem to be much of a focus on the rest of the world, and that is something that's not surprising about Trump. And in Israel, that is seen as the United States going through this trauma, and the question of where it will end up is a great concern about what's happening to the United States, which has been Israel's strongest ally for many years.
Now, yesterday and today, the French Foreign Minister, Michel Ayrault, is in Iran for an official visit. He will, among other things, presiding over the first session of a Franco-Iranian Economic Commission. And some 50 French multinationals are represented in it. Are ties between France and Iran getting better as a result of the increasing rift between the U.S.? Yes, but not too much yet, and at the moment there is a wait-and-see attitude, says Mohammed Marandi.
Since France has elections, we will have to wait and see what will happen after a new president is elected. The current French president has not behaved in a way in which Iranians will feel satisfied. And his support for Saudi Arabia, for example, and providing the Saudi regime with weapons to attack both Yemen and also to oppress the people of Bahrain, and French silence with regards to extremist forces that are being trained and funded in Syria, these are issues that for Iran are very sensitive, and this has prevented relations between the two countries from improving.
And that was Mohammad Marandi of Tehran University talking there to RFI.